Hey voice tubers, how's it going? 欢迎你来到今天的口说挑战，我是 Ken Miao， 肯苗带给你 something new just for you and only on voice tube。 They say that laughter is the best medicine. A bit of humor in our lives does make things both better and easier.大家常说笑是最佳的良药，那生活中如果有一些幽默感的话呢，是一个调味剂，也是一个润滑剂。 And speaking of humor, British actor Rowan Atkinson is probably one of the best comedy actors in the world. 大家知道英国的罗温·艾金森吗？不知道他的名字没关系，他呢是英国一个非常经典非常传奇的一位喜剧演员，那等一下我再跟你介绍。 His actual name might not ring a bell to you. Ring a bell 就是让你想起来，让你去 remember。 本名可能大家不是这么的熟悉了，但是我敢保证你们一定有看过他最最最有名的一个角色， A funny looking man wearing a suit with a red tie, holding a teddy bear while making weird and childish gestures and funny noisesHe's our topic of the day, Mr. Bean. 我们今天的主题就是 Mr. Bean, 豆豆先生。Perhaps many of you knew Mr. Bean because of his animated series. Animated series 就是动画的剧集，那简单来讲就是他的卡通版啦，卡通版。However, he first appeared on a TV sitcom back in the early 90s. TV sitcom 是两个字组在一起的，叫做 situation comedy 就是情境喜剧的意思、比方说你们可能看过六人行 Friends 这种搞笑的这种、电视剧，这种情境喜剧它就是 sitcom 的一种、那他豆豆先生原本是先从电视剧开始的，那这个时候是在1990年代初的时候，1990到1995年的时候。接着 It hopped on to the big screen in 1997, 1997年出了第一部电影版，豆豆先生的电影版叫做豆豆秀， and reappeared in an animated series in 2002. 所以在电影版之后呢，在2002年、豆豆先生这样一个经典又在卡通版重现了，又在动画版中重现。动画版其实从2002年一直到2019年都还有继续在写新的作品，那豆豆先生本人罗伦·艾金森也是不断的在配音啊，所以真的很厉害。那我们提到了90年代啊 90s Gosh, the 90s were the best time for music and movies and also for computer technology. Some of us were even born at the period. 我们可能都是在90年代才生的啊，90年代的小孩啊。 AnywaysBack to Mr. Bean. The show is about a man who lives alone in London with his best friend Teddy. Yes, a brown teddy bear. And his iconic greenish-yellow Mini Cooper can also be seen driven in many episodes of the show. 所以豆豆先生这个故事呢，主要就是在讲豆豆先生的生活。他住在伦敦，一个人住，然后他的最好的朋友就是一只泰迪熊。就是他手上总是握着的那只泰迪啊，那还有一个他最有名的一个特色就是，他会常常开着一个黄绿色的一台 Mini Cooper， 他都到处开。但是很不幸的是，那台 Mini Cooper 在某一集当中发生了一件事情。如果是资深的豆粉的话，一定就知道我在讲什么，可以帮我在底下留言哦，告诉我那台车发生了什么事情，让我们觉得非常难过。All right.Mr. Bean is a childlike adult who's portrayed to be very selfish and competitive. He rarely speaks, and when he does, it is generally only a few mumbled words in a comically low-pitched voice. 所以他的声音其实有点超级超级低的。你去听他本人在访谈中的声音，其实 Yes, I am Mr. Bean. I thought it was a really complex work.有点比较高一点，可是他在豆豆先生的时候就是 No, Teddy. No. 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 就是这样，很低沉，然后又很搞笑的声音。He also does not like people taking his things. Mr. Bean often seems unaware of the most basic aspects of how the world works. 所以 Mr. Bean 呢，他其中很大的一个笑点就来自于说，一些我们日常当中常常会做的一些很一般的事情，在他眼里都变成超级难，而且会把它搞到非常复杂。所以其实为什么会好笑，就是我们看他出糗嘛。对。In the show, you can often see his funny attempts at simple activities. Attempts, A-T-T-E-M-P-T-S, 其实是尝试的意思, attempt. Such as going swimming, using a television set, redecorating, or going to the church. He would always try, but often fail in surprising and hilarious ways. 比方说,如果大家看过的话就知道他有去游泳，然后或者是组一台电视，那时候的那种老的电视，他要收讯，找那个讯号。那个他只要坐在电视机前面就看不到讯号，但当他坐到电视机，他看不到电视机的萤幕的时候，电视机就好了。所以就是一直在跟电视机玩这样。然后还有 redecorating， 就是他重新粉刷他的家，或者是去做一些 DIY 的事情，也很好笑。或者是最有名就是他去教堂，那就是唱圣歌啊，然后做礼拜，但是他做一做就睡着，而且还跪着，然后所以就大家真的没看过的话，真的去看一下，真的太好笑了。OK， 可能大家每个人幽默点、幽默感不一样，但是从小到大我就是看长大，所以就是 so darn funny。The humor largely comes from his original solutions to problems, usually self-inflicted, his pettiness and total disregard for others when solving them.所以他的主要的幽默感这个笑点呢，除了他屡败屡试屡试屡败呢，那就是还有他完全不 care 别人的感受。前面提到说他其实蛮小气的，那自我中心，所以他其实要完成他想完成的事情，他其实才懒得鸟别人怎么想，所以你会看到很多很搞笑的一些事情。The creator of Mr. Bean, who is also the actor, is Mr. Rowan Atkinson. 好，所以 Mr. Bean 的创作者也是他的演员，叫做罗恩·艾金森。You would think that such a funny and talented guy like him must come from a film academy or professional acting school, but nope. 大家可能觉得这么厉害的人一定是从专业的电影学校或者是很专业的演员培训的这种学校出来的，但其实不然哦。He actually earned a master's degree in electrical engineering from the Oxford Queen's College. 哦，所以其实他是牛津大学电机工程毕业的高材生哦。Rowan Atkinson began working on the character of Mr. Bean while studying for his master's degree in electrical engineering at Oxford University.And he tested out different versions of the character at the Edinburgh Festival. The show quickly swept across the world after its television debut. According to the statistics in 2018, Mr. Bean had 78 million fans on Facebook. That's even more fans than Justin Bieber and Michael Jackson. 所以呢在他的电视剧播出之后呢，整个横扫整个世界，大家都非常喜欢他的幽默感，还有他的表演的这种方式。那根据一份在2018年统计呢 ，Mr. Bean 在脸书上面的粉丝呢，总共有78 million。OK， 我们来教教数学 ，78 million 是多少呢？我们知道 million 是百万，所以 8 million 是800万。那前面一个7呢？78百万，百万再来是多少？所以就是千万嘛，所以就是7800万粉丝。哇，一个 Mr. Bean 居然有7800万粉丝。更扯的是，他的粉丝数比 Justin Bieber 还有 Michael Jackson 还要再高，太夸张了。这是2018年的数据，我去查了一下哦。2020年，他现在已经8000多万了。然后 Justin Bieber 还是78还是79万。 If you haven't watched the clip for today, I would suggest you watch it since it's a short one. In the video, he shared his ideas on how Mr. Bean got so popular. One thing he mentioned was the international market. 好，所以刚刚我们说他为什么能够拥有这么多的粉丝，然后这么接受度在世界上这么的广呢？其实在今天的影片，今天分享的每日一句的影片呢，大家如果还没看的话可以先去看一下，因为呢其实很短，一分多钟，快两分钟，然后但是他提到了为什么 Mr. Bean 可以这么成功。One thing he mentioned was the international market, 所以他提到了国际的市场。 Classical musicians and artists are often assumed to have an international audience. OK, 我们知道你说我们的本土剧想要往外销，我们的电影想要往外销，可以啊，那个剧情剧本可能是很好的，可能是很有创意的，但是卡在一个最大的问题是什么呢？其实是听不懂嘛，然后就要翻译嘛，不然就要重新配音，所以其实就会让世界其他地方的人不是那么能够接受。那么古典乐或者是一些音乐乐团的创作者呢，他们的作品比较能够被世界所接受。 But if you do comedy, then your audience would only be in your own country. 所以如果你是想要玩脱口秀或者是玩喜剧的话呢，你的 audience, 你的观众就只能是在你的本国了。为什么呢？因为第一个可能幽默感笑点不同，再来就是最大的问题。 Why? The answer is really simple. Language barrier.OK, 所以其实一切都是因为语言的关系，语言的这个障碍卡在那边嘛，所以同样如果没有语言的话就很好理解，但是有了语言就会变成了一个障碍，所以很难往外销。 However, Rowan Atkinson thought, why not try to put visual comedy on TV? Visual comedy is a form of comic acting featuring littleor no conversation at all with mostly physical humor. 好，所以他就想到了，那个时候就想到说，为什么我们不把这个视觉的艺术、视觉的喜剧把它带到电视上来呢？把它带到大荧幕上来呢？因为当我把我这么好的一个创意把语言的成分抽掉了之后，就纯粹就是你去体验，你去感受，你去你去看光用看的就能看出那个笑点啊，所以就不会有语言上的问题，所以就可能会成功了。 And with that, Mr. Bean has become a super hit. 他就此一炮而红。 And that, my fellow voice tubers, brings us to our sentence of the day.I'd explored it on stage, and I was incidentally trying to put visual comedy through the character of Mr. Bean on TV. Once again, I'd explored it on stage, and I was incidentally trying to put visual comedy through the character of Mr. Bean on TV. 我有在舞台上探索，我也有兴趣把豆豆先生这个角色搬上大荧幕。好，我们再稍微修饰一下。我在舞台上探索了，那我也有兴趣，或者是我们说，我就自然的把视觉艺术、视觉喜剧透过豆豆先生这个角色搬上电视、搬上大荧幕。Okay, folks, let's take a look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, explore. Explore.它是一个动词 ，it's a verb. It means to search and discover. Search and discover. OK, 所以中文意思就是探索。OK, for example, you can say the best way to explore the countryside is on foot. The best way to explore the countryside is on foot. 探索农村地区，步行是最好的办法了。探索农村地区步行是最好的方法。 On foot 就是步行的意思。 OK, 好，这边补充一个小知识哦，一个冷知识。 大家如果有用 Windows 电脑的话 PC 啦，你就知道上网你就绝对不会用一个东西叫做 IE， 除非你是用 IE 去下载 Google Chrome 或者是 Firefox， 那就另当别论了，可怜的 IE。 那个 IE 啊， IE 的 E 就是 Explorer、哦、那 IE 的全写就是 Internet Explorer， Internet Explorer、哦、所以有点网路探索者的感觉哦，其实蛮酷的，但是就败在它太慢了。Number two, stage. Stage. It's a noun. 它是一个名词， stage 就是舞台的意思。The platform on which actors or entertainers perform. For example, you can say, Some students are dancing on the stage. Some students are dancing on the stage. 有一些学生在舞台上跳舞。原本我这个句子是说Some girls are dancing on the stage. Some girls are dancing on the stage. 一些女生、一些女孩子在舞台上跳舞，但是我被修改了，被更正了，说这有一点限制级。好吧，想多了。OK， 那 stage 还有另外一个意思，其实就是阶段或者是第几步、第几步的意思，就像是different phase, steps of an incident. 所以你可以说 stage one.我们要干嘛干嘛干嘛 ？Stage two， 我们要干嘛干嘛干嘛？所以 Phase one， Phase two， Stage one， Stage two， 第一步、第二步，或是第一期、第二期。Okay， number three， incidentally， incidentally， it's an adverb， 它是一个副词 ，it means used to add a further comment or a remark unconnected to the current subject， 或者你可以简而言之就是 by the way 的意思。For example。In our discussion, this question was incidentally brought up. In our discussion, this question was incidentally brought up. 在我们讨论的时候，这个问题被偶然提了出来，或是被顺带的提了出来。Okay? 所以你也可以说 In our discussion, this question was brought up by the way. Okay?Last but not least, number four, comedy. Comedy. Okay, comedy 是一个名词 It's a noun. It means light and humorous drama with a happy ending. Light and humorous drama with a happy ending. Okay, 所以 comedy 一定是开心的、好玩的、好笑的。那 comedy 就是喜剧啦。For example, you can say, I prefer Shakespeare's comedies to his tragedies.I prefer Shakespeare's comedies to his tragedies. 我喜欢莎士比亚的喜剧胜过他的悲剧。好，喜欢莎士比亚的喜剧胜过他的 tragedy 悲剧。The problem with language barrier pointed out in the video reminded me of the acceptance speech from director Bong Joon-ho.In the Golden Globe Awards earlier this year. 其实 Mr. Bean, 罗恩·艾金森他提到了 language barrier 这件事情，语言的这个障碍或是隔阂、哦、那他讲这句话的时候让我想起了奉俊昊导演在今年早在比较几个月前啊一月的时候在金球奖颁奖典礼上的得奖感言的致辞上 他也提到了相关的这个概念。For those of you who don't know him, he's the director of the Korean film Parasite. 所以奉俊昊其实是韩国的《寄生上流》这部片的导演。那这部片呢，也赢得了奥斯卡的最佳影片。那其实也是唯一一次，也是史上第一次，奥斯卡的最佳影片是由外语片或者 foreign film 来去赢得的，所以很棒啊。Anyways, Bong said,Once you overcome the one-inch-tall barrier of subtitles, you will be introduced to so many more amazing films. Wow! 这句话讲出来的时候，我整个就是很震惊，其实也很感动。那他什么意思呢？他说，只要你能够克服那个一寸高的字幕，哦，我们知道那个字幕啊，在看影片的时候字幕大概就是一寸差不多就是2公分到3公分的这个高度 You will be introduced to so many more amazing films. 那你就能够看到更多更棒更杰出的电影。其实呢，非常的现实，因为语言的关系，所以可能欧美地区可能看不到或是比较难接触到，除非在影展，不然一般很难看到亚洲或者是其他地方其他地区的好电影。所以他提了一个非常值得我们去关心的一个点。It's time for the Americans to watch and learn. Americans, 美国人啊，你去边啊看，你去边啊听。开玩笑，开玩笑啊，毕竟还是教英文的。Mr. Bean is a legend of comedy. Do you also like comedy? Who is your favorite actor or actress, and why?Leave a comment below, and I can't wait to listen to your beautiful voices. Also, remember to wear a mask in public and wash your hands regularly. Stay healthy and be safe. This is Ken Miao, and I will see you next week. Peace!